News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, 850-437-1620. And I'm here on the St. Patrick's Day with Tesca O'King. I've tried to find an Irish online song, and I just couldn't find one.
There probably isn't one.
So I had to go with the old standby, our buddy.
Well, I wish I could pull off the Irish accent. I cannot.
That's all right, but you're wearing the green.
I'm wearing the green, I can tell you that I wish I was planning to go to Ireland this year, because that is one of my bucket list places.
Me too. I really want to go. So, but we do have to take things a little more seriously this half hour to talk about ADX Digital. And today you were going to talk a little bit about displays, you said.
Yeah, let's talk about display ads. So let's go back in time to probably the late 90s when advertising online was just kind of starting to find its feet a little bit. I actually remember being in a meeting early, this was probably about 1998, 1999, and it was about putting banner ads on websites, and it very much went over my head for the most part at that point, but that was 26 years ago.
And it was a big deal back then, too.
Like it
was. That was considered super innovative.
It was,
and
but
almost
it was
risky.
Also, it was risky, and it was unproven. It was very new. I remember in that first meeting, I just kind of looked at this guy, and I said, I don't have time to run around chasing after people that are going to tell me no. Mm-hmm. No, no, no. And, you know, I knew that I just had a gut feeling that's what it was going to be like. And then with about a year later, my radio station started offering these banner ads on our station websites. Now, at that time, I was in Nashville, and I'm sure that happened all over the country about that time. And it still was a hard... it was hard to get people to use that advertising because it was still very unproven for quite a while. And the fact that because it went on a specific website, and it wasn't just radio stations. I mean, this was different businesses started doing this all through the early 2000s. And it's different businesses started doing it, and they're selling it, each business, that now they're in the advertising business because they weren't utilizing media companies like radio stations to sell ads for them, because we were busy trying to sell these ads ourselves on our product, on our station websites. And though it was a good concept, it fell very flat. Because even though you have so many people that view your website, whether you're a radio station or whether you're an attorney or whether you're a retail store, of course, this was all before Amazon was what Amazon is today.
Right.
And the other, you know, businesses that have online retailers.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, the whole advertising concept fell a little flat, because even though that each individual website had a certain number of viewers every month, how did we know whether or not they were prospects for your business, right?
Mm-hmm.
So this was the beginning, though. It was the beginnings of what we now know as online advertising, because that's how the display ads got started.
That makes perfect sense.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So now let's fast forward to today.
Okay.
Targeted display ads are probably one of our top products that we utilize. And I love this product mainly because of the targeting capabilities.
Mm-hmm.
So now, instead of buying ads on a specific website, you are buying ads that are being shown to your prospect. And it's based on that targeting strategies.
So it's not just random.
Right.
People that may actually want your product are seeing these ads.
Exactly. Exactly. So again, to talk about how we do with the targeting strategies, we're going to sit down with you once you decide which products. And of course, I can go over a lot of details. Let me first give you a little more information about display ads.
Mm-hmm.
Display ads can go across all devices. They will appear on websites and apps, and they utilize the targeting strategies that include retargeting, behavioral targeting, artificial intelligence, keyword targeting, custom audience matching, lookalike targeting or geofencing.
Wow, that's a lot.
It is a lot. You know, there are, we have the top four, which are behaviors, artificial intelligence, retargeting, and keywords. Those are the top four strategies for this product. But if you have a prospect list or if you want to talk about geofencing, we can talk about those too.
Mm-hmm.
Now, utilizing that along with the geography that you want your ad shown in is what is key. It's about putting your ad in front of the eyes of the people who have a high likelihood of being your prospect versus putting them on this website or that website. We're not buying websites.
Mm-hmm.
We're buying inventory for the people who are your prospect. And just like we've talked about with video, I remember when I gave you the example last week
mm-hmm.
of you and I are both streaming Reacher.
Right.
But when it comes time for a commercial,
mm-hmm.
you see a different commercial than I see
right.
because we have different behavioral categories.
Which is so interesting to me that you can do that
I
today.
Know,
it's amazing.
I know. So the same thing with the display.
Mm-hmm.
So you and I are both reading an article on people.com.
Right.
Okay. And you see an ad at the same location in the article that I see an ad, but we're seeing two different ads.
So interesting.
Because you're being targeted
mm-hmm.
by your behaviors because of your behaviors, and I'm being targeted because of my behaviors.
Okay.
So here's a great example of how well this product can work. Now, over on our station, ESPN,
mm-hmm.
we are currently running a display campaign because we are doing a huge promotion over there.
Right.
With the March Madness Bracket Challenge.
Okay. That
okay?
makes sense. Yeah.
So we started running ads about a week ago, and within just a few days, that the response that we were getting from that from those ads, and of course we targeted sports fans, we targeted basketball fans, we targeted March Madness fans. What the response that we got within the first few days, we were already at 10 times the national average.
Wow.
Of a response rate.
Wow.
So, I mean, that's huge.
That is huge.
And it's exciting because it's March Madness and there's a lot mm-hmm. of excitement in the air about it.
Mm-hmm.
We still see pretty good response rates. The average response rate is probably about 2 to 3 times the national average, which is good.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're always above the national average, which is great. You never want to fall below it. And I've never seen a campaign fall below it.
That's amazing.
But the main thing is to get your ads in front of the right people.
Okay. On that note, we're going to take a quick break.
Okay.
We're talking with Tesca O'King today. All about ADX advertising and marketing for you. So we'll have more details for you coming up after the break. This is Pep Talk with Meg on News Radio 92.3. Happy St. Patrick's Day. This is Pep Talk on Pensacola's expert panel with Meg on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Talking with Tesca O'King this morning. I love it. It just sounds perfect for her. Tesca O'King this morning. Filling us in on display advertising and how that can help your advertising and marketing. Really interesting to me. You do such a great job of explaining this. And I was teasing her in the break because I'm a person, I do not have any knowledge about a lot of these things. But hearing you each week, I really feel much more knowledgeable about it. And it's just so smart, the targeting today.
You know what that means?
I'm not sure.
If Jeff Wayne just heard you say that, that means you're now going on rotation to to be selling digital marketing to our wonderful audience.
Uh-oh, look out. Here I come with my Irish hat on.
Yeah.
So what else can you tell us now? We've got a few minutes left here about the digital display advertising.
Yeah. Well, again, we'd love for you to call in and ask any questions that you may have.
850-437-1620.
Yep. Again, display ads is probably the most common type of ad that you see. It's probably one of the most simple types of ads that you see. But again, it is very, very effective. Especially, you know, I just told you the example of what we've got going on with our ESPN campaign right now.
Mm-hmm. Very
ESPN
smart.
Pensacola campaign. So anyway, jump over over on ESPN.com, ESPNPensacola.com and learn about what we've got going on with March Madness. But anyway, I digress. display ads, again, I like I said, they are, there's not a lot of bells and whistles, but they don't need a lot of bells and whistles. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because they are so targeted that they're going to get, they're going to make your phone ring. They're going to give you click-throughs. People are going to go to your website to learn more. As long as we do the creative right. The creative has to be right, and we'll go over that with you in a meeting. And again, I would love for you to feel free to call in and ask any questions, but also feel free to call the station and schedule a meeting with us to go over all the details about how this is going to work. Again, we always start out with that geography.
Mm-hmm.
So whether you're the type of business that gets most of your business from a 2 mile, 3 mile, 5 mile radius, or whether your business comes from all over the 2 or 3 county area, then that's where we're going to start with where you want us to start. And another thing that we do, we're not limited to this area. And
oh,
we've
okay.
had several campaigns where we have advertised outside the area.
Well, that
so
makes sense.
One example that we did for a local event last year, they had plenty of coverage inside our market, but we wanted to pull people from outside the market. So we did a whole campaign that did not even run in Pensacola.
Really?
Yeah. It ran like from New Orleans and then northeast all the way, made like a half moon or a half moon circle. Is
mm-hmm,
that the right word?
Mm-hmm. Semicircle.
Semicircle. All the way around our market mm-hmm. to pull more people into the market for that event. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. It makes perfect sense.
So keep in mind, I mean, we've had campaigns that have run all over the country.
Interesting.
So we're not limited to just this area. But if that's where your business is coming from, we can be as limited as you want us to be.
Mm-hmm.
We can get it down to the zip codes. And then within those zip codes, then we're going to use these behaviors and get the ads in front of the people who have the highest likelihood of being a prospect for you.
Okay, so can you, right now, we're coming into spring. There's a lot of things mm-hmm. going on. So the March Madness example was perfect. Can
right.
you give another example maybe of a business, how they could do this display advertising and how they can actually target somebody?
Sure. Give me a business category.
Oh, gosh. Let's see. How about... I don't know, surfboards.
Okay, yeah, that'd be
fun. I
have
no idea where that came from, but
okay.
surfboards.
Okay,
or
so
somebody
you,
that would sell surf, like stuff for the beach,
so,
let's say.
Yeah, so yeah.
Life
anything
preservers,
that,
surfboards, like
right,
a
right.
store that sells stuff for tourists and beach.
Okay, so first of all, I'm going to assume that your business is probably somewhere near the beach, maybe in Gulf Breeze or Midway or somewhere in that area.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to start there. But you're not going to be limited to like a small area because a lot of your business may come from tourists.
Absolutely.
So what we will start out doing is we would start out laying in the geographic foundation, which would be all of Santa Rosa Island.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then maybe also all along Highway 98, mm-hmm. Gulf Breeze, all the way through to the other side of Navarre. Depending on how big your business is, we might even stretch that out to Marietta or Fort Walton if you want to.
Okay.
We might stretch it out to Perdido if you want mm-hmm. to.
I think that'd be great.
That's completely up to you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, once we get that geography figured out, then we're going to say, okay, well, what's the message? What's the message going to be in your ad? And let's work on that next. And then we're going to figure out the targeting strategy. So who are we going to target? Are we going to target people who are on vacation? And who are, I don't know, between the ages of 15 and 35.
Okay, that works.
And do we want to target people that have kids? I mean, if you also sell, you know, sand buckets
sure.
with shovels and
your family vacation
or
package.
Or the boogie boards or yeah. whatever. You know, whatever that you have in your store, we're going to build your behavioral categories based on what you have to sell and reach those people who would buy what you have to sell.
And so the display advertising can do that.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And then we do the keywords.
Mm-hmm.
Keywords in this particular
with vacation
situation,
beach?
Maybe no, because
those are too general.
Because they're already here.
Gotcha. Oh, okay.
So
okay.
The keyword might be boogie boards,
mm-hmm.
surfboards.
That makes sense.
Bathing suits.
Life preservers.
life preservers. Anything
inner
that,
tubes.
That it might even be beach chairs. Mm-hmm. You know, depending on what's in your store,
right.
Those would be your keywords.
Okay.
And then artificial intelligence. Well, you don't have to do anything for that because we're going to take care of that.
Okay.
That's the easy one. I will tell you that if your beach store is going to do a campaign, you need to do it from March through Labor Day,
mm-hmm.
and let AI work for you, because it will work for you.
Okay.
Another thing that we can do is with the retargeting,
mm-hmm.
is we can either say we want all that retargeting to stay within the geographic area, or we can go nationally with that retargeting.
Wow.
Now, in your scenario, mm-hmm. we would want to stay within the geographic area, because once that vacationer goes home, we don't really want to keep reaching out to them after mm-hmm. they're gone.
Right.
Because it's going to be a year before they're going to come back.
Right.
So we will stop serving to that person once they get outside the geographic area.
Makes perfect sense. Okay. Talking with Tasca O'King today on St. Patty's Day with Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. We'll be back in just a minute. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620. Still time to call in or text a question for Tasca, who is here today talking about digital advertising.
Yeah, again, digital ads, and especially targeted display ads, mm-hmm. are a great place to start if you want to get your feet wet
right.
in the digital world. And it's like I said earlier, you know, this was the original digital ad.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, remember the TV commercial, "This Ain't Your Dad's Oldsmobile"?
Yes.
Well, this ain't your dad's original digital ad.
Banner ad,
it
right?
It works much better and much more in the favor of the advertiser than those original ads did.
Okay. Well, that sounds great.
So to learn more about these ads and how they can work for you and your business, the best thing to do is give us a call, 850-262-6000. Ask for Jeff Wayne, and he will put you in touch with one of our digital experts. And again, that first meeting is not a sales pitch. We will not even talk about money at all. We will just talk about the ads, how they work, how they'll work best for you. Look at the different products and the different strategies and determine which of those will work best for you. And then determine whether or not you want to have a second meeting and learn about the investment and how it's going to look.
There are just so many choices and so many ways. And I think what I'm amazed at is how specific the targeting is.
I know.
Because you really aren't wasting your money at this point. It's not like general where you'd throw it out there and hope somebody saw it. You're targeting people who already have an interest in your product.
Absolutely. And that's what I love about it. And I love, my favorite thing is to have a client come to me and say, "Oh my gosh, you know, I made one sale off a digital ad, and it paid for the entire month of advertising."
Incredible. Okay, give that information out one more time and how they can get in touch with you or Jeff.
850-262-6000 and ask for Jeff Wayne.
Okay, been talking with Tasca O'King today on St. Patty's Day. It is a special day, so I hope you get out there and celebrate.
Luck of the Irish to everyone.
Yes, top of the morning to you. Thanks for being with us this morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. We'll be back again tomorrow at 9 on News Radio 92.3.